I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, 42nd season, Life, the Universe, and Everything. It's a humorous reference to Douglas Adams' novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like a lot of their program titles, it's an in-joke. Our guest is Charles Latshaw, who's the conductor, the program planner, and sometimes the victim of these titles. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Hi, George. Good to see you again.
Now, your first concert, this seems fairly safe, Brastissimo, Glinka, Borodin, Respighi, takes place Saturday the 1st at 7. Then there are some other slightly wilder titles, but tell us a little bit about where these concerts and then the titles come from.
The concerts happen in a way that I'd like to think is very organic and that would keep everybody involved. I take suggestions from everybody all the time, and I keep them all in one big spreadsheet of how long every piece is, when we've played it before, how many instruments we need, where we can get the music. All of that stuff I keep in one big spreadsheet. And then when it's time to create programs, let's say we have four classical concerts this season, I might write seven or eight different concerts that I think are all very interesting. And then I take them to our orchestra committee and we vote on our four favorites so that everybody has some opinion. And then we try to make those four favorite concerts work in a way that the concert season all ties together and everything progresses in difficulty and size of the orchestra. We try to keep a rhythm to the whole season.
All right. Now, okay, you've got them. You know what you're playing. You know when you're playing it. But you don't know what it's going to look like on the posters.
That's true. Most of these concerts have a theme behind them. Sometimes I keep the theme a secret. Our concert coming up on October 1st has a secret theme behind it. And then after we choose the pieces, we send those concert programs over to our marketing department, and it becomes their job to find titles to either address the theme of the concert or to find some interesting way to tie the whole concert together. So after we come up with titles, we send them off to our graphic designer, who's also a pianist with the orchestra, appearing with us next weekend, Steve Torres. And he makes fantastic posters, and I really love the poster for this Brastissimo concert.
All right, so Brastissimo, that's coming up on the 1st. Then we look at some other titles, and the one that jumps out to me is the Teutonic concert.
Yeah. In November, we're playing a concert that has music by Mozart, Carl Maria von Weber, and Johannes Brahms. They're all what you would consider German school composers. So Teutonic, obviously being the great word for Germanic origin. So we took a pun on Teutonic, and this is T-O-O. It is far Teutonic, this concert. Actually, the Mozart Magic Flute Overture is in E-flat major. The Brahms First Symphony in C minor. They have the same key signature. Carl Maria von Weber actually wrote two clarinet concertos. The one we're playing is in F minor, but he wrote another one in E-flat major, and it was very close that we would have had the entire concert with the same key signature.
So what you have is two that are in the same tonic.
Exactly.
We've been talking with Charles Latshaw, the conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra. Their 42nd season, Life, the Universe, and Everything, begins this Saturday at 7 o'clock at Bloomington High School North with a concert called Brastissimo, Glinka, Borodin, and Respighi. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.